Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Eli Baker. It's a charge on my card for $67.32, something that I didn't put on there and didn't order anything. And no one in my household has authorization to use my card. It's just me and my wife. I'm trying to get this thing resolved because I've had to have my card replaced twice already because of this.
Oh, man.
Okay. Verify your shipping address for me.
My shipping address is 5656 Lynn Lake Drive South, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right, I do see here's for our tactical bag. All right, you don't remember starting a trial for this at all?
No, not at all. I'm on a fixed income. I can't do too many things. Money and rent and everything else is more important to me than a technical bag right now. Oh, boy.
Did you receive anything at all?
No, I did not. Don't order too many things. Can't afford it. Said I'm on a fixed income, just retired. And my health is not that great. I don't need a tactical bag.
Okay. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, what we can do here for you, we can put this under a fraud investigation, where so we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify what the actual charge was ordered from. During a fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges.
Well,
but if you don't want to go through, go ahead,
this
sir.
This is what I can do. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go to my bank,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to report this, just like I did before. I had what did they send? They sent something. I received something. I never received anything. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to my bank. I'm going to file the charges. You don't have to do it. I'll do it. I'll go down to the credit union, have them to do it, change my card just like I did before.
Okay.
I think that's easier for me than going through your investigation, because what they're going to do is cancel my card. I can go to the bank and get me another card made up. That's better for me.
Okay, well, that's why we have our own fraud department, sir, so you won't have to cancel your card.
Well, if you don't cancel it and it gets reported, it's going to get canceled anyway.
Well, sir, you didn't let me finish at all to see what I can do for you. You just interrupted me and said what you can do.
Well, yeah, because all I wanted them to do was stop the payment.
Well, it has to be proven as a fraudulent charge, sir. The account's been canceled. And if you're claiming it as a fraudulent charge, sir, that's why you got transferred over to the fraud department. And like I said, if you're claiming it's a fraudulent charge, we can put it under investigation. We contact local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from. If you don't want to go through fraud, we offer a courtesy refund of 35%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, you don't know what this is, that's why we have the fraud investigation for you, sir.
Okay. Like I said, I'll take care of it, because what you're going to take me through is going to mess my whole account up. So
no, sir, it's not. What are you talking about?
Listen.
It has nothing to do with your account, sir.
All I wanted her to do was to cancel this, because I didn't order it, and it's like it's going to take me through a whole lot.
No, sir, I'm not. You're assuming that, sir. When I said it has nothing to do with that, sir, the fraud investigation takes about 3 to 5 days. If it's a fraudulent charge, you get your refund back. So what's the problem?
I'll take care of it through my bank, and they'll get it back for me. I'll let them.
We could get it back also, sir. What's the problem?
I'll let them do it. That's what I'll do. It'll be easier for me right here. I'll go down to the
So you'd rather have your card canceled, things of that nature?
Listen, I get a card right back from my bank the same day.
Well, you won't have to do that with us, sir. You just get the refund back. It's fraudulent charge. You said we're putting you through a lot of stuff, but we're not doing anything, sir.
I'm going to get my refund back regardless.
Okay, well, we can do that for you, sir, if you want to go through the fraud investigation. What's the problem, sir? You did not order it. You're saying it's a fraudulent charge, so...
I'll say, have a good day, and I'll take care of it, sir, and thank you. I didn't mean to waste your time. I'll take care of it.
So you don't want to go through the fraud investigation and try to get any type of refund back, sir?
It ain't going to be no refund. I'll have to get it myself. Because she's talking about $100, and I'm trying to figure out where the $100-and-some coming from.
$100.
Yeah, she said it was the lady that I talked to earlier was talking about some kind of membership. A membership? Excuse me. I'll take care of it. Have a good day.
The membership for $100 would be what we send you, a $100 gift card voucher to use on our site so you order different products. But if you didn't get it, if you didn't order this, sir, you wouldn't have got that.
No, I didn't order it, but I'll take care of it.
So what was the point of calling us, sir, when we can handle it for you?
I'm trying to find out what this charge was. Now that I know, then I'll take care of it. Have a nice day.
So you